Many troops who do make it home from war have trouble adjusting to civilian life, and that includes finding a good job. But at least one select group of veterans is being recruited by corporate America, junior military officers. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Roughly a year and a half ago, Katie Zadek was a captain in the U.S. Army, assigned to an intelligence unit in Korea. Today, the former officer is on her way up the corporate ladder at Walmart.
What we're going to do is we're going to just roll into our regular safety meeting. For those of you that are actually on the safety team, raise your hands.
On a recent afternoon, Zadek was conducting an employee team meeting at the Walmart store in St. Helens, Oregon. At 27, she's one of the company's youngest store managers. Ordinarily, it takes years to become a manager, but Zadek did it in just 6 months. This in spite of the fact that she knew nothing about retail when she was hired.
No, I'm not even one who really shops very much. And honestly, I had never even set foot in a Walmart.
But she had overseen training missions involving hundreds of soldiers, making sure transportation was in place, meals were hot, and that everyone from cooks to intel officers learned what they needed to know. She kept tabs on millions of dollars of equipment spread across 8 different sites and often had to show that she was in charge.
People assume that in the military you would just say jump and they'd say how high. That's not the truth. You have to buy in no matter what organization you're a part of. So it's different, of course, but it's not tremendously so because people are people.
Junior military officers learn to accomplish a variety of assignments quickly. In the process, they learn flexibility, responsibility, and accountability.
Each of these young men and women has benefited from a large national investment in his or her leadership capabilities.
Former Brigadier General Gary Proffitt is in charge of military recruiting for Walmart. He describes the Junior Officer Corps, made up primarily of captains and lieutenants, as the largest diverse talent-rich pool in the world. And 2 years ago, the giant retailer launched an aggressive effort to recruit the young officers.
If you bring us a leader, we will teach them the retail business. And I think that growing leaders takes more time than it does to groom retailers.
She was new to Walmart, but yet she grasped it really fast.
That's Becky Cuckoo's assessment of her boss, Katie Zadek.
She knows what she wants. She lets you know. She's very forward, which is very nice.
From Amazon to Unilever, dozens of other Fortune 500 companies are also wooing these officers. Renee Brooks recruits military talent for many of them.
They say there is no room for failure. And they feel like these junior officers who have immense challenges under their belt, who understand accountability, meaning you must get results, these are the kind of people that they prefer to hire.
In the military, young officers hone their decision-making skills by making lots of tough calls, sometimes with life or death consequences. Even Zadek, who wasn't in combat, made recommendations about who in her unit would be sent to Iraq or Afghanistan. Mike Useem, who teaches leadership at the Wharton School, says the young officers have their decisions scrutinized all the time through after-action reviews. They quickly learn what works, what doesn't, and why. And, says Useem, they have a strong sense of mission.
And people do acquire this amazing ability to cut to the chase and say, look, here are the steps in this order we really have to take to make this happen.
The number of firms hiring young officers is growing. So how do the officers fare? Recruiter Renee Brooks says that at least 2 of her large corporate clients report that as a group, the junior military officers are rising in management higher and faster than their non-military peers. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.